And you are listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. The name of the show is Melting Pot. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. We also have a blog which features archive shows as well as interviews. An interview with Francoise Brut, who you just heard due to ID, in the section Be Our Guest on our blog, meltingpotblog.com. Here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK. And at the end of the month, we always play vinyl, all vinyl, and a kind of freeform styled show. This is something that I'd been also wanting to play for some time, waiting for the right time, and now seems to be the right time to play you just a gorgeous piece of music from John Handy, something I've only played on the radio maybe two or three times in the almost 20 years I've been on the radio in one place or another because of the length. It's 26 minutes long, but it is just a gorgeous piece of music, and you hear a solo from each of the players on this, just a fascinating and beautiful thing. If Only We Knew, the name of the track from John Handy, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, which is the name of the album that you can find this on. Highly, highly recommended. Only two tracks, Spanish Lady and this one, but they are worth it. So here you go. I'll see you in a half hour almost right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Music from John Handy and his quintet for you here on KPFK and Melting Pot from an album that was recorded at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1965 and released in 1966, simply titled Recorded Live at the Monterey Jazz Festival. The song you heard was If Only We Knew, one of only two tracks. Basically, both tracks take up the entire length of the record. That's actually one of the longer 12-inch length songs from that period of time I can think of, and just fantastic recording. I hope you enjoyed it thoroughly. Something you just don't hear all too often on the radio, and something I'm only able to play thanks to you guys who support KPFK and give us our freedom to do so in that quintet. And you heard each of them just about with a solo. John Handy on alto sax, Mike White on violin, Jerry Hahn on electric guitar, Don Thompson on bass. Just fantastic work between the two of them. And Terry Clark on drums, and just beautiful music that I thought you should hear. Going to start this, what's probably going to be the last set, actually. I'm thinking of playing another long song in this one, if you don't mind. But I'll start off with a shorter one from Kevin Coyne and his group Siren. I'd mentioned earlier that, you know, there are all these record stores on Highland Park. This is actually one of the records that I got at Mount Analog, which is the record store that's headed up by DJ Massa, and is also pretty good. We are very lucky. There's a lot of great places to find vinyl, which is mighty good for those of us who care. Siren, the name of Kevin Coyne's group, self-titled record on Elektra, originally released on Dandelion, and also with a production credit from John Peel. Wake Up My Children is the name of this song that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Coming home, your daddy's coming home, your daddy's on his way. Wake up, my children, look out your windows. Wake up, my children, your daddy's home from the war, your daddy's home from the war. He's in the door now, coming nearer. Children, I said, wake up, my children, yeah, wake up, my children. It's only a few hours away, it's only a few days away, it's only a few years away, only a century away, yeah. Your daddy's coming home. Your daddy's coming home. Your
Yes, just to hear her telephone ring. Just to hear a telephone ring. Yes, and if she's home, she'll think about me, yeah. And if she's gone, well, it won't mean a thing. She's a big city woman. You know she don't play no simple game. Yeah, she's a big city woman. You know she don't play no simple game. You know she's gotta hang out on the west side, where she don't even use her real name. She'll look out her two windows. Lord, she'll see two different men. Ooh. Yes, she'll look out her two windows. She'll see two different men. Yes, she'll take a good card player, yeah, huh? Yes, and she'll beat him, yeah, playing his own game. Oh,
gonna call my baby. Just to hear the telephone ring. I'm gonna call my baby. Yes, just to hear her telephone ring. Yes, and if she's home, she'll think about me, yeah. Lord, if she's gone, well, it won't mean a thing. No, it won't mean a thing. Mm-hmm.
You are listening to KPFK in Melting Pot, rounding out the show. One long set after another, with music from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from what was kind of a reunion record from 1970 called Back to the Roots. It features just about everybody who had been in his band. And that particular song, Looking at Tomorrow, featuring Eric Clapton on the lead guitar, in addition to Sugarcane Harris on electric violin. Also in the set, music from Mike Bloomfield and Friends, in this case featuring Nick Gravanetti's on the vocals for a song called Blues on the West Side from a record entitled Live at Bill Graham's Fillmore West. And start things off with music from Kevin Coyne and Siren from their self-titled record, I believe their debut, Wake Up My Children, the name of the song. Booker T and the MGs in the background at the end of the show for a change. And that's pretty much all I got for you. Folk Scene is up next. You can catch us here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. There's a very strong chance that somebody else will be hosting my show next week. But otherwise, I'll see you when I see you. And you can always check for us on Facebook, facebook.com/meltingpotradio, or on our blog where the show will be archived tomorrow, meltingpotblog.com. Until next time, y'all take care.